Podcasts have a problem. Think about it. How many podcasts did you start and abandon before you found this one? Every article that promises podcasting's greatest hits features the same 10 shows everyone's already heard of. And the podcast app that you're playing this on, they're recommending the same podcast to you that they are to your high school gym teacher. Heard FM, a personalized podcast app, believes you deserve a unique podcast experience with recommendations tailored to your interests. Because when you recommend the same thing to everyone, you're not giving anyone the attention they deserve. When you download the app, you'll set up your interest profile, and every Monday you'll receive a new batch of podcasts that are made just for you. So stop looking for podcasts. Heard FM already found them for you. Download Heard FM on iOS and Android now.
My dudes, welcome back.
No, this one's mine.
Whoa, wizard, take a chill pill.
And why should I? Nessie's back and completely ruining my life, just taking destiny into her own hands. Honestly, who put her in charge? She is a body of water. She's just literally floating around. Like, oh, whatever. Maybe today is a day I'll ruin Merlin's carefully constructed happiness with one bottle of dirty Taurus water and a song. Because why not? What does he deserve other than pain and trauma and...
Whoa, dude, you're getting a little dark. This is like a comedy. That's just... How do you do the magic thing where you show them the stuff that happened last week? Like, before now, on The Sword and the Stoner.
Well, Sonno, I'd say be good. Don't really need to tell you that, do I? Take your time. See you around, Arthur.
Dude, what the fuck?
Is that a sword?
Whoso pulleth out this sword from the stone is rightwise king born of all England.
Everyone saw the...
Yeah, the wings, big fucking leathery wings.
Giant bear head.
I was going to say the spiked tail, but all of that too. Holy shit, we're going to die. All of us right here on our birthday, we're going to die.
Oh, Jesus, you literally have a sword.
Oh, man, Brad. Brad's going to die too. I'm so sorry, Brad.
How many times has this happened? The rebirth, how many lives have we lived?
420.
And how many times has Arthur died of unnatural causes?
420.
You really don't have any problem with this? Fucking off from your duty and leaving them unprotected?
Oh, they have been doing just fine without me so far.
They haven't, and you know it. They're dealing with little minor monsters that don't know why they're chasing Arthur. What do you think they're going to do when she finally wakes up?
They are going to die, Triss. She's going to find them. And she's going to win. And they're going to die. That is it. It's not some big secret or puzzle to figure out. She will wake up, she will find them, they will lose, and she will kill them. So why do I have to watch this time? Can't I just take this one, just this one, off, do some magic throws, and try again next time, huh?
No, Merlin. You know you can't do that. Even if you wanted to.
Utah!
Tahoe.
No, Izzy. Utah. I'm wearing my Arthur coat. The fine stuff Arthur coat. And I can see it.
The sheath?
It's in Utah.
Tandon Productions presents The Sword and the Stoner. Episode 10. Liquid solid gas.
Anyone got a preference on driving?
I don't have my license.
You don't have your license?
Nope.
You're 25.
Yeah?
You live in LA. How are you living your life?
Like Uber did.
Okay, so that's insane. Izzy, first shift or second shift?
Nah.
What?
I do not believe in the Department of Motor Vehicles.
What?
I do not believe that the Department of Motor Vehicles exists in the same space that I exist.
That's... It's just patently untrue.
But it is what I believe. So in that sense, it is true.
No, it either... It exists or it doesn't.
I think, therefore I am correct.
Yo, that was like poetry, bro.
Neither of you have a license? And we're just gonna drive to Utah on a high whim because we have past life knights in our souls? Okay, you can do this. You will not lose your mind today.
Is he gonna, like, pass out?
Do you think he would at the wheel?
Yo, I wanna watch if he does.
If he does, we all die.
Such is life, my friend.
Okay. Did you guys bring the stuff? Arthur, you have the sword?
Brad, check! Ready for battle, my dudes.
Izzy, the other stuff?
14 throwing knives, 3 ninja stars. I want them back if you use them, so make sure that you get them out of whatever or whomever you wedge them into. 1 battle axe, 2 pairs of nunchucks, and a huge bottle of pepper spray.
That is... I didn't need to see all of it. Just hide it in the back, okay? Let's just get this psychotic show on the road. Dear God, or whoever is controlling this insane life turn, please, please, do not let me commit murder today. Unless that thing is trying to murder me, then please let me murder the hell out of it. Okay. Okay, let's get... What's that smell?
It's his feet.
Why do your feet smell like yogurt?
It's a form of rebellion.
1, 2, 3. Don't kill Kay's brother. 4, 5, 6.
Are you having, like, a breakdown?
Yes. Okay. Did your Arthur coat tell you about where in Utah we should head?
Utah.
You know what? Why not?
I just need to grab my notebook, and I can't believe I left it in here, actually. And then we can head back to the library, if you want.
For sure. Can't have you failing this time around.
You might actually kind of like the lab. I don't know. Did old me like science?
Not always. Sometimes. You were friends with Einstein once.
No way.
Yeah, a few cycles back. You tried to get him to start braiding his hair. He wasn't having it. So, what do you do here exactly?
I am interning this summer, so I just sort of assist where I am needed. But the lab does a whole lot of really cool shit, actually. They've got a whole wing dedicated to robot prosthetics. One part of that wing is just for animals, which is pretty cool. Unless you think about it too long, then it's kind of sad. They're working on lighter weight bulletproof stuff for the military down there, too. And this lab is mostly genetic stuff, actually. So, like, have you ever seen those commercials where they're like, swab your cheek and we'll tell you how many of your ancestors had sex with a polar bear? They do a lot of that here.
Oh, I thought about doing one of those once, just to see what they'd come back with, you know?
I actually can't even imagine what your readouts would be like. You're like ancient, bro.
Oh, that is not exactly my choice.
Could I see? Like, we could see, just to see, in case anything ever happened to you.
I don't really think that's a concern, but...
Yeah, right, immortal. Totally.
All right. Do you have a swab or something?
I definitely have a swab. Just 1 second. Here we go. Just kind of, you know, get that all nice and juicy, and I will do the science part.
Delightful.
In case of... I'm gonna fail out of law school. Jesus Christ. I'm gonna fail out of law school, and... I don't even care!
mean, what's the point of law school when we could be fighting dragons? Huh? Oh. Oh my god. Oh. Oh. Holy shit! Lady Morgana Fey, crowned after the death of her brother, the king. Oh. Pick up. Gwen? Hey, listen, I think we're looking at this all wrong. Everything Merlin showed us from before, that was awesome, right? But because we were literally fighting dragons and bringing down legions of suited warriors and wearing crowns and stuff, but that was then. There aren't any dragons now. It's not going to be some weird beast that gets us like in the woods. I think we're supposed to be looking for someone. Look, I know you're at work, but I'm gonna swing by, okay? Call me if you get this before I get there, and if you do, Gwen, you've gotta leave the building, okay?
Take one down!
Pass it around! Nice 7 jars of butt on the wall!
Hey, guys!
Take one down!
Guys, please!
Pass it around!
Guys!
If you do not stop singing, I will set myself and this entire car on fire.
Dark, dude.
Also, in case anyone was interested, a very large, very scary bird beast has been flying above us for, like, the past 10 miles.
Maybe you're hallucinating. Oh. You are not hallucinating, Santa.
No, of course I'm not hallucinating. This is a thing that happens to us now. We get chased by large medieval beasts.
Maybe it's a nice one.
Maybe it's a helpful scary bird beast.
Or maybe we should grab that bag of weapons.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, okay. What we need is a tactical plan. I read The Art of War. I could do this.
Is there a lot of war planning?
Yes! It's all about, you know, assessing your enemy and oh my god, I'm cracking under pressure. Izzy, can you see if my copy of Art of War is back there? I'm sure I packed it.
Dude, listen! You've got to take off this lame-ass lance coat and put your intense fighty guy lance coat on, okay?
Dude! I made the coat thing up! We were very, very high!
So we should get high again?
We absolutely could do that.
No! We've got to... We've got to run! We've got to run, right? I can outdrive a giant bird. It's a bird. I mean, what's it gonna do? Shit on us?
Lance, dude, listen. You've got at least 100 cool versions of you rolling around in your head.
Okay, well, this version is very scared of dying, Arthur, so we've
got... Izzy, please.
On it. All right. Lance, Santa, baby, you gotta breathe. You're like team captain, I think.
I am team captain, team king captain, but Lance can be vice captain because... It's like totally his destiny or whatever.
How are you so calm?
Izzy and I had an edible like right before you got there. But also, the wizard said we could totally do this. And we totally can. Like, nut up, dude, and give us a battle plan.
Okay. Okay. I can do this. Okay. Strengths. Really big. Can fly. Probably has razor sharp teeth if I were taking a guess.
Feathers.
How are feathers strength?
Good for arts and crafts.
That's true.
We will make a coat out of him when we're finished, and I will wear it regally.
Okay. Weaknesses?
It's orange.
What's weak about orange?
Bad camouflage.
That's actually true, but it doesn't help us much on a highway. But good job.
Thank you.
What a big boy. I love him.
You can't love him. He's trying to eat us.
He's so dumb. Oh, look at him. He can't walk.
Oh my god! Izzy! You're a genius!
Well, thank you.
No, he's too big. He can't walk. Unless he can breathe fire, he's gotta get close to hurt us, which means he can't fly and attack us at the same time.
So we've gotta what? Rush him?
Exactly! Okay, weapons?
What do you want? I think you would look so sick with a battle axe.
Honestly, That is not the most insane thing you said to me. Hand it over. Okay. Count of three. Let's do this thing. One, two...
Wait!
What? What's wrong?
Did you lose Brad?
No, just like, we can't do this without music, dudes.
Oh, shit. You're so right.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dude. Pass the aux cord.
And then we're gonna go fight the big bird demon, right?
Yeah, man. Obviously.
I take it back. Please let me die right here.
All right. Let's do this.
This is so fucking cool, dude.
Do you guys know any other names other than dude? I am terrified I'll be asked to surf at any moment.
Okay, whatever, pal, friend, bro. You got magic in your DNA.
I am literally made of magic, so that does not surprise me.
No, but like, it's literally dancing off the slide, dude. This is so cool. Did you know that it shimmers?
I did not.
Do you want to see? What?
Nothing. Yeah, let me see.
Okay, just scooch over here. Cool. Okay, so you're going to put your eye right here.
Mm-hmm.
And you can close the other one if you want, or just keep it open. And then you just want to focus through that little peephole, see?
Okay.
You can focus. It's okay. Just try to relax. It'll come into focus if you give it a second.
Wow. Woohoo! Woohoo! That is all me.
I mean, it's your saliva, yeah, but do you see the rainbows?
Oh! Do I see the rainbows? Thank you for this. It's been nice to be with one of you and not think about impending doom.
Hey, man, you know what they say. Magic is just science that hasn't been discovered yet. Pretty soon, you'll be obsolete.
Fuck, fuck, fuck! Ugh.
Can I help you with something?
Oh, God! Sorry. This looks shady. It's just my friend Gwen. She's interning for you guys this year, and there's been a little bit of a family emergency, and she's not answering her phone.
Oh, gosh. I hope everything's all right.
It's pretty serious, actually. Pretty grave stuff. Wouldn't want to burden you with it. But you know Gwen. She's definitely, you know, she should be burdened with it, because it's her family stuff.
Right.
Is there any chance you could let me in? I swear, I'll be right in with the news and out.
Sure. I'll have to escort you, of course. Lots of trade secrets and sensitive material. You understand.
Right. Of course.
You don't mind if we stop at my office first, do you? It's on the way, and these shoes are really just for the walk-in. I swap them for sneakers once I'm inside.
Right, man, that makes sense. Heels must be the worst. Fight the patriarchy, you know? Like, who decided that women should just wear torture devices on their feet anyways, right? And what exactly does it accentuate again? Gwen tells me all the time, but I can't remember. Is it the calves? But, like, who's even looking at the calves? Though, I guess I'm, like, not looking at your calves right now, but that's more because we're talking about calves.
You're talking about calves.
I can stop talking about calves.
That might be for the best. I don't think I caught your name.
Oh, it's Kay.
Ah, the one who doesn't believe in cover letters.
I didn't say I don't believe in them. I just said no one ever actually reads them, and... Oh, okay. Great. She took my advice, and you actually read it.
Very scientifically accurate.
That is embarrassing.
It was good advice, actually. Made her stand out from the pack. My office is right around here.
Is that a sword?
Hmm? No, No, it's just the sheath, unfortunately. They were separated, and they haven't been able to locate its pair anywhere. Shame, honestly. They'd be priceless together.
And apart?
They still have their value. But what good is protection with nothing to protect?
Right. Of course. Sorry, I don't know much about collector's items.
It's a petty habit. Could be worse, though. I like to at least think I'm bringing in some culture with my superfluous purchases.
Art, right? You know, Picasso and cutting off the ear, right?
Van Gogh?
Yeah, that one, yes.
Right. Well, I'm gonna just go and change my shoes, okay? Just, wait out here.
For sure.
Hello?
Oh, thank God. Dude, fuck you, Tom. I found the sheath.
Arthur, you maybe want to put your phone down and use that fucking cursed sword?
It's not cursed. Brad's a sword of destiny.
Arthur, what's going on? Are you guys okay?
Izzy, put that down.
Oh, no. I'm going to ride him. He's a valiant steed.
Bro, listen. We're getting attacked by, like, a fucking griffin or something. I don't know.
Yeah?
It's got, like, school bus-sized feet and teeth the size of infants. I really got to go or your buddy's going to literally lose, like, at least 3 fingers.
What? Oh my God! I knew I shouldn't have let you guys go!
Gotta go, dude!
Great!
Sorry about that. Had to take a call. You ready?
Yeah, totally.
Right this way.
I have had a good time too, you know, just despite the, rough beginnings.
I hope you can forgive me for that. Look, I think I can help Arthur and you and Kay if you're ready for it.
Yeah, that would be... Look, I have a theory that maybe if we just figure out a way to do things differently this time around, maybe we can break the pattern of, you know, dying over and over again.
I don't know about that. You know, it's always the same. And you haven't even got to meet Lancelot yet or gotten together with Arthur.
Okay, but that's just it. I have. Arthur and I kissed, and Lance was with us in Vegas. And to be honest, I don't think either of them are interested enough in me to start burning down towns or beheading people for the land rights to my cervix.
That is certainly one way to put it.
My point is, if that's different, then what else could be?
You want to challenge what's been going on for thousands of years and has happened hundreds of times without fail. And you think that this will work because a boy didn't want to kiss you.
Yeah, because this version of him didn't. Look, when we kissed, it wasn't my Arthur, okay? And I think I knew that at the beginning when it happened.
That's still a reach, Guinevere.
Gwen! That's my point. Maybe we're stuck in the same cycle because we're treating it the same way every time. If we decide to make the change, then maybe everything else follows suit.
Gwen, you have a... visitor. Merlin.
Morgana! Gwen, get behind me!
Guys, I think... I left you a message, Gwen, but I think it's, I think she's the one.
You're not supposed to be awake yet. You are early. How are you early when he is so late?
Where is he?
I am not going to tell you, Kay. Walk real slow.
That's not going to happen. And you know it.
Was worth a shot. Gwen?
Yeah?
Hold on tight.
Back up, Birdman!
I don't think that's working.
Maybe if you believed it was working, it would work.
Oh, for fuck's sake, you lot really can't do anything on your own. Move out the way!
Yeah, absolutely, he's all yours.
Magic, douche! You came to save us!
I can handle this, warlock.
Move her, or she'll go with the bird.
Unhand me.
Oh. You're fucking terrible with that thing, you know that?
Brad and I are still getting to know each other, okay? Your first time's never perfect.
Gwen, you guys okay? Where did you even come from?
Yeah, seriously, Kate called me something freaked as hell a bit ago. But we were, you know, bird food, so...
Wait. Where is Kay?
Where's my brother?
I'm sorry, Arthur. Morgana has him. We'll get him back.
This episode of The Sword and the Stoner was written and directed by Marissa Tandon. It featured Dylan McCollum as Arthur, Sam Meter as Merlin, James Oliva as Kay, Marissa Tandon as Gwen, Dallas Seeker as Lance, Mia Kadama as Izzy, and Lily Richards as Morgana. Additional sound design assistance was provided by Grace Korkunis, and our original music is composed and performed by Gilberto Benitez. Thank you for listening to the first season of The Sword and the Stoner. During our hiatus, you can join us on our website at tandonproductions.com. There, you can access bonus content and sneak peeks for all of our shows. You can click the link in the episode description or go to tandonproductions.com.